Okay, continuing. Sorry about that. So, especially for the elders, they're responsible for people that they should have spoken up about. And the Gemara says in the beginning that they should have protest. So the question was, the tzaddikim in that generation, they didn't protest, and the reason they didn't protest is that they knew people weren't going to accept it. And Tosfos in the top says, "V'afakavlo even though they won't accept it. They should have still gone ahead and said something. What does that mean? So Tosfos explains, when there's a suffix, when there's a doubt if someone's going to accept the tochach or not, and you don't know for sure, then you have an obligation to say something. Unless you know for sure the person's not going to receive the tochach. And I'd like to suggest something here. I think many times we always think that no one's going to listen. No one's going to listen, therefore I don't even bother saying it. And we're selling people short. And we're not believing in them enough. We need to believe, whether it be in our family members, whether it be in friends and people around us in our community, we need to believe that they have more potential and that they can be open to listening. It's just the way that we present it and the way that we give it to them, that's on us, on how we can go ahead and make an impression. And even if they feel bad initially, but it could be something will sink in. And I think it's important that we take this to heart, that any way we can to help people around us, when we watch things that we know clearly are not okay, that it's time for us to say something in a mild, soft way, but we've got to say something. We can't just let things go by. And we have to believe that people have it in them to grow and to recognize what's truthful, to recognize what's real, to recognize what it means about Avodas Hashem, and to be able to really tap into their neshamas and let their true kochos come out. Have a wonderful day.